Today, I want to talk about sense of place. I want to talk about my sense of place within locations that I go to relatively frequently, actually. I want to talk about coffee shops. Coffee is something that I have grown to love over the last 2 years since entering college. In high school, it was something that I drank occasionally or like went with my friends, but we didn't have the coffee shop in my small town besides one. It was super busy, kind of expensive, and you only went there like to treat yourself. And so I found like a gained dependency. I don't want to say dependency because I don't want to be dependent on coffee, but there are dates where like if I don't have my coffee, it obviously like affects my mood. And so I kind of want to just reflect on that and then reflect on my sense of place at different locations. I want to focus on Starbucks, Java Crew, and Dutch Bros. I feel like those are three main coffee shops that a lot of college students go to and that are pretty popular in the area. Also, I want to read the different mission statements of those places and kind of see if they have met my expectations and if like what they are set out to do, like what their goal is, was met with my experience at those places, and see if that applies to my sense of place and like my sense of self at the places. So first I want to start with Starbucks. I went to Starbucks at like 7:30 at night. It was surprising how busy it actually was. When I went there, there was the whole inside of the building was full. There was a limited outdoor seating, but even that like had a few selections. When I went to get my drink, there was only two baristas, which made it kind of hard, which because it was later in the evening, they weren't as fully staffed. But it was actually very busy that day. Like, the drive-thru had customers in it. There were customers in the store. And this restaurant that I went to had indoor and outdoor seating, which I thought was really nice, especially because it was a nice day when I went. And so it was an option to sit outside, even at 7:30 at night. There was a group of older men who were conversating in the corner. And they were talking about politics, I think. It was really hard to listen to their, like, discussion. But then there was also a group of females who were sitting by my friend and I who were talking about, like, I would assume it sounded like medical stuff, but I could be wrong. You know, don't want to assume anything. But they were studying for some kind of test, and they were all saying, oh, you're so ready and prepared. And that was all outside, like, on the patio area where I was. But inside, there was also some more females that were studying, like, in groups. So, like, there's friends. There was a group that was just sitting, talking over coffee. And then there was also another male who was had, like, note cards, was obviously taking notes or, like, preparing for something. It was really interesting because I liked how it had indoor and outdoor seating because it felt warm and inviting and because it was warm outside. But the baristas were very kind and very friendly. I went up and got my drink. They were like up front kind of like, hey, it's going to be a little while. We get your drink to you because like it was busy and there was only two of them. So one would take the orders, one would make the drinks, but they also had to do drive-through. But they were very like fast and friendly. It was more like a one-on-one experience with the barista, and they were very nice, which I thought was good. Something about Dutch or Starbucks that I want to talk about is kind of how it can be a stop-and-go place where you just come in, grab your morning cup of joe, and leave. Or it can be a place where they welcome you to come in, grab your coffee, sit for a while, do your homework, you know, talk to business associates, talk to friends, catch up, go on dates. Like, it's just like an overall place where you can kind of do whatever fits in your schedule and whatever you feel like doing at that time. I've always been there. I've went there for a date before. I've went there for homework. And I feel like every time, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm just meeting a friend to have coffee, like they're always super nice. And like, if they don't really pester you and they're like, they don't really have a time limit, which I think is really interesting. The next place I want to talk about is Java Crew. I went to Java Crew at noon. It was just my friend and I, and we always get coffee at least once a week, kind of just talk, catch up, see how you're doing, how, like, life is, how's school going. And when we were there, there was one other student there who was in the back doing homework. Something about Java Crew that I really love is it feels really homey when you walk in. You walk in, it's just, like, a warm feeling. All the furniture is, like, reclaimed, like, household appliances. Like, there's a table and chair setting. There's a bar. Like, it's just, like, furniture that you'd see in your home. And it doesn't really match, which I think makes it feel homey. Something, though, about the baristas there is, like, every time I've been there, they're always very nice. Like, they're never not polite and they're never not positive. But it's more, hi, how are you doing? Can take your order, and then they do your drink and they say, all right, having a great day. But they don't really ask about your day. They don't really ask what you're doing, which... yes, they're busy, But at different restaurants, different stores, different coffee shops, you know, they have that other experience. So I think that's really interesting to make that comparison. There's also music playing in the background, which is nice because it's like a nice little overtone. And there were also two other girls, but they were on the other side because the Java crew in Monmouth, it's split up into half. And it's like there's like two different sides you can go to. And on the other side, there were two girls talking and they were like going over note cards. And because it is final season, there are a lot of people who are studying. While I was there, I noticed it's more like a stop and go place. Like people would come in, they would get their coffee and they'd hang out, but they wouldn't like stay for a long time. They would more like, oh, hi, like grab their coffee and then they would go. So it's a different atmosphere than Starbucks, where most people get their coffee and like sit down for a little while. And if they want to go, then they'll, you know, do the drive-thru. But there isn't a drive-thru at the Java Crew in Monmouth, which does make that a little more challenging. So you have to get out of your car, which I can see that. Dutch Bros. Something interesting about Dutch Bros is most Dutch Bros locations are drive-thru. There, I have seen one or two that are sit-down, but I've never been to a sit-down. But I have seen that they do have them. I feel like Dutch Bros is more known for, like, a really friendly, positive, upbeat, kind of, like, fast-paced, like, business. You go there, but, like, within those 3 minutes, man, those baristas, they want to know everything about you. What your day is like, what plans you're doing, like, what are you doing this weekend, how are finals, where do you work? Like, they want to know everything. And, well, at times, I really appreciate that because it's nice to have someone care about you. It's also sometimes when I just want to roll up to Dutch Bros in my sweatpants and sweatshirt at 9 o'clock in the morning and get my coffee and not be interviewed. But I know they're trying to create a positive, like, encouraging environment, and that's super cool. Every time I go there, like, it's always very, like I said, very upbeat and very positive, and they always have music playing, there's lights going, there's always two lanes. And I think something that's also really interesting to know is, like, every time I go, there's always one person at the window who kind of, like, sits there and, like, talks to the patrons. And I don't know if that's, like, intentional, if they, like, put them there. But I know that makes me feel, like, welcomed and invited there because, like, that person's trying to get to know me. But a lot of the times, I'm also kind of irritated because I just want to get my coffee. But that could also just be because I'm what you would call, like, an extroverted introvert. So, like, there are times where I really like to be out there and talk a lot, but then there's also sometimes where if I'm not comfortable in a situation and I don't know you, I'm not gonna talk as much as I would like hanging out with my friends or my family, and that's just a personal thing. So going over the mission statements of the different places, sorry, I talk a lot, and then when I talk a lot and get passionate, I talk really fast, so if this is really challenging, just bear with me. I'm trying, it's kind of a struggle, we're working through it. Anyways, enough rambling. Mission statements. Starbucks mission statement says to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. They value creating a culture of warmth and belonging where everyone is welcome. I think for me personally, with my sense of place and how I feel at Starbucks, like, that mission statement has been accomplished for me. Every time I go to Starbucks, they're always so nice and welcoming, and they're at that level of personal where they ask you questions, but it's not overbearing. They don't, like, ask you a million questions, like, you know, it's enough, like, how are you? What are you doing today? Oh, I love that. And they try to relate it to themselves and their life, which I think is really cool. Every time I go to Starbucks, like, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm meeting a friend or doing homework, like, I feel welcomed, and I feel like I can sit there for a long time and not feel like I'm loitering or like that they don't want me there, because they obviously do, and I really love that and appreciate that. I think that also like creates the culture of the place, like, you know, they want to, as their mission statement says, like, they want it to be a place, like a cup, a person, a neighborhood, like they want you to feel belonged and welcome there and like feel warm. And I always feel that when I go there, and I feel that they have worked hard to make that mission statement because Starbucks is such a big industry. And that if you go to my local Starbucks in West Salem, like, I just feel so comforted there. And it's just a place that I can be who I am and know that I'm not going to be ridiculed for that. Java Crew, their mission statement is a little bit different. It says, Java Crew must bring that magic stuff to the masses. We strive every day to serve our customers the highest quality espressos in a friendly environment at a pace that fits into their busy schedule. So I definitely think Java Crew is kind of a stop-and-go place, like I said earlier. And again, it is, you know, they do make very good quality products. they are very friendly, and they've never been rude, but they're just not very personal, which I think there's a difference between being friendly and being personal with somebody. Where at Starbucks, they are very personal, and, like, Dutch Bros, they're very, very personal. But I think there needs to be a balance between friendly, personal, and, like, also trying to give quality, like, products at the same time. And I feel like Java Crew does do a good job of that. I've never had a bad beverage from Java Crew. Even, like, I've had their muffins sometimes, and those are pretty good. I think that, for me, my sense of place and how I feel there, there are times where I feel welcomed and I feel like I'm doing my assignment, but there are also other times when I feel that, not that I'm loitering, but you can see the baristas, like, look at you, like, oh, they've been here for a while, or, like, you can see other customers will look at you and, like, say certain things, and, like, maybe that's just for me, because I feel, I have, like, this weird thing where people, like, look at me and, like, oh my gosh, they're talking about me, like, they're thinking about me. And when I go to Java Crew, especially if I'm not with a friend, I kind of feel a little self-conscious, and I don't really know, that could just be because I am more introverted, and, do have different things like that. But I think that it's important that we feel welcomed in our places that we go, and that we aren't being a pest to them. But again, that could just be because of me and because of who I am as a person. So Dutch Bros said on their mission statement that, like, there's three things that they always try to strive for. They try to strive for speed, quality, and service. They are committed to giving fast, like, quality service, and, like, quality drinks every time. They want to do it, like, in a positive and encouraging way. They're always, like, trying to, like, make the best of whatever situation gets thrown at them. If, like, a customer's going through a bad day, they obviously try to acknowledge that and try to, like, help them and fix that. And there's, like, memes around. If you, like, are on social media, you'll probably see them. And it always says things like, me, nothing. And it's, like, Dutch Bros employees, like, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Like, what's your day? What are you doing for the weekend? And, like, then it's, like, me again, and it says, first of all, please get out of my car. Like, I love Dutch Bros employees, and I have a few friends that work at Dutch Bros, and it's great, and some family members work there. And it's a great company to work for, and they do a lot with the community, which I think is really awesome. But I know, like, there's just sometimes when I don't feel as welcomed as they might want me to, because they are just asking so many questions. I feel kind of pressured and overbearing, like, to be answering and ask those questions. And it's really hard. Like, you know, you just want to go to Starbucks and get your coffee or get your Red Bull or your tea or whatever you're buying. And they just want to know so much about you. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm so excited that you want to get to know me, but also, like, I just want my coffee. And I think that does affect my sense of place and how I feel there. There are times when I go through the drive-thru and I feel like, depending on the barista, like, they kind of give a judging look, and I know they don't mean to, but, like, I just have that, like, self-conscious thing again. Like, it's just me personally, I feel more, but I do enjoy going there, and they are always very nice and upbeat, and I think that is super important to have. And they do meet the requirements of their mission statement every time. But just for me, Dutch Bros is a little too much, and it's just not a place where I go. Like, sometimes if I want a good coffee or a good Red Bull, but I don't really want to deal with, like, being asked 100 questions, I will go to Java Crew or Starbucks, depending on, like, the location, the locale, and, like, how my day is. Overall, I think that each of these places has something special to offer, and that my sense of place is different at each of them. And I feel that depending on my mood or, like, what I plan on accomplishing or what my mission for the day is, will, like, outline where I go. So, like, if I wanted to sit down for a few hours, drink some coffee, and do homework with, like, with my friends, like, I'll go to Starbucks 100% of the time, because it's easy place to sit down and talk, and there's usually other people who are doing that there, and I just feel most welcome to Starbucks. If I'm on campus, had, like, a 2-hour break, don't really know what to do, I will go to Java Crew occasionally and do homework, because it is a nice place to sit, but it's just not my favorite place to go to. And Dutch Bros, I usually go to Dutch Bros if I'm, like, in a really good mood, feeling good about myself, and, like, or, like, I'm with friends or on the road, I'll go to Dutch Bros, because it's just an easy, nice stop-and-go place where if you need to be, like, a good pick-me-up, it's a great place to go, but it's not somewhere that I would go all the time. And I think that each of these places does bring a different sense of place based on where they are, as well as, like, how the culture is there. And I think the employees also play a big role in that and how they treat you. If the employees are having a good day and, like, they're engaged with you and, like, they're being, like, nice, like, that's going to make you feel better. And so I feel like sometimes with my observations and my results, like, and my thoughts and opinions, a lot of that can be affected based on, like, the employees' day and how they're feeling. And obviously, like, everyone is entitled to their own feelings and has that right. But when you, I feel like for me, when you go to work, you should just like put all that aside and just be in the moment. And I can feel the tension sometimes, which does affect that. I think that if I was to compare other places, that it would be different. I think if I was to go to more like local coffee shops that aren't these big industries like Dutch Bros or Starbucks, that my, you know, my conclusions might be a little different. If I was to do this again, I think that I would spend more time at these places as well as kind of going around the similar times because they were all so all over the places. Like, I went to Starbucks at 7:30 at night, Java Crew at noon, Dutch Bros at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, because they are such vast differences, like, in the day, like, if I went to them around the same time, it might be different. But then again, who knows? Like, I really enjoyed taking this opportunity to experience the different cultures and kind of see how I feel in these places and how the baristas make me feel and like comparing the mission statements to what they want to make me feel is interesting, and to see how that plays together and how that all kind of becomes one. I really enjoyed having this experience and getting to drink coffee along the way, because who doesn't love drinking coffee?